Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Right now, though, let's talk to Ken Segura, columnist for the AJC, AJC.com. Want to talk some Falcons and Braves with you, Ken, and thanks for jumping on with this. Let's start with the Falcons because it's top of mind with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those situations. Look, we can start with the whole fine situation. Exactly. We can start with the whole fine situation. And, you know, it's just like Mike and I were saying, it's just like a black eye, right? Nobody wants to deal with this, but we're dealing with it as fans. Where are you at on this whole situation? And it feels like we can't get out of our own way.
Sometimes it does feel like that. I mean, it's funny. I think, Mike, you were tweeting about it yesterday, just that all the crazy things that like happened, like with, you know, Cousins self-indicting the team and the, you know, the crowd noise and the injury report stuff. Like, all this is just is not helping them win any games, really. I mean, everybody tampers, just nobody admits it. The thing with the prank call, like, how do you explain how that, like, you know, it's funny, how do you explain, yeah, we need to make sure we protect our iPad because our kids might find Shuler's number on it and call him. I mean, it's like, I don't know that necessarily indicts the team, like they're doing things the wrong way. It's just kind of a crazy string of things that seem to only happen to Falcons. I don't know quite what to make of it more than that. But yeah, it's bizarre for sure.
Ken Segura is with us now, columnist at large. For the AJC. Yeah, man. And what was your take? I mean, everything we've read and certainly our gut, we got to sit down with both our draft picks. We think with Jalen Walker, I'm not saying it's a slam dunk, Ken, but sure feels right. And then just a matter, I guess, how do you feel? What's your level of concern or risk involved in going to get James Pierce Jr.?
You know, it makes sense in that you needed the help there. And obviously this is a big season. I think the what's always kind of funny about the draft, or there are many things funny about it, but like everyone's always eager to give their draft grades and everything. And like, nobody's going to know. I mean, it's very well conceivable that Pierce, that pick could blow up in their face, but it's also conceivable that, you know, in 12 months or 6 months, you know, we'll say like, yeah, that was a really smart move. And the Falcons are now going to be picking, you know, 22nd because of it. And that was a risk worth taking. But yeah, I mean, everything you hear about them and see about them is they're terrific off the edge, which is what they need. And so it was a high price to pay, but in like as the way the Falcons explained it, you know, we're just making our 26 first round pick a year early makes some sense. And they had to flop picks to get there, but it all just depends on how good they are. And at least, I mean, at this point, which, you know, is months from having any real answers, it looks like it could work out to their advantage.
It's Ken Segura, guys, columnist with the AJC here on Dukes and Bell. Guy talks on the way. We're going to talk more Falcons as well in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's shift gears and talk about the Braves because to start 5-13 or whatever it was, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is ugly. And they fought their way back. Now, they are not in first place, but this is a big series going into this weekend with the Dodgers. What do you think that this team, in your opinion, is lacking? AA has tried to do a lot of things, and Mike and I have been critical, like, okay, is this working, that working? But as you watch the Braves, I still don't think they've hit their stride, but still don't know no Acuna, right?
Yeah, I mean, that and Strider, obviously. I mean, I you I guess you look at the roster. Obviously, Albies isn't playing as well as he could. There's a question about the bullpen, and obviously that's where they've kind of bought lottery tickets and hope something's going to pay off. You wished, like everyone was saying, they've been able to spend more. There's presumably reasons why that didn't happen. But yeah, I give it a month with Acuna, and if things are still amiss, then you start to really worry. But, you know, it seems like they've kind of righted themselves, hitting well, not even hitting. You know, it's crazy. They go the series in Colorado without even hitting a home run, but still win two or three games. It seems like they're finding their stride. And yeah, once they get Acuna back, presumably in a couple weeks, I would think things would pick up from there.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Can I just get your 2 cents worth on this? I mean, we know that Alex Anthopoulos pulled off some great coups. I mean, the money ball, the way they did 21 to replace Acuna's injury, and the pitching, the bullpen was exquisite. And it just seems like whether it's philosophical from Alex or from above him, they just don't give him the wherewithal to spend on enough pitching. That's my old saw. I go to it every week. We talk about the Braves. Where do you fall on the way they spend their money?
It's funny, they always say, you know, we're a top 10 budget team, but in a way that's almost like, you know, when the ACC and Big 12 are like, well, we're one of the four power conferences. I mean, you are, but you're still miles behind the Big 12 and or the Big 10 SEC. So, you wish they would loosen the budget a little more, but clearly for, you know, who knows what the exact number is, it seems like it would certainly seem like they're not able to go above a certain number and spend the way they'd want. I think some of that is probably just AA's philosophy, but some of it is probably just very real. And his budget is limited in a way that, for better or worse, like is worse that, you know, most fans or all fans would want.
What do you think while we're talking about the Braves? Kimbrel is coming. I don't know when he's going to be here. I said to Mike, you know, we all remember his glory years, right? When he got brought up with the team. And look, I'd love to have a guy that throws the kind of heat that Kimbrel throws. I just don't know what to expect. But this is another example of what Mike's just mentioning. You know, you're going to roll the dice, take a chance. Craig Kimbrel, great name, great recognition, brand recognition. I don't know if he's going to be able to help this team or not. I know that, you know, they're hoping. But right now, it's just one of those things. It's a nice story, Ken.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I remember being down in spring training. There were all these guys that, you know, you could say like, well, yeah, if he can pitch like he did in 22 or 23, it'll be fine. It does seem like they're just, and I'm like, even then he was, you know, Alex was saying like, yeah, we're going to have a lot of churn in the bullpen, which is his way of saying like, yeah, we don't know who's going to hit, but if we throw enough things at the wall, eventually one of them's going to stick or two of them are going to stick. And, you know, in time, maybe it'll prove to be the case. And actually, the thing I wonder, maybe like the money there, it seems like they're not spending, is they're going to wait till the trade deadline and say, okay, we've got these holes, but we really do need, you know, a setup guy or a bridge guy or whatever. And that, you know, maybe that's when these questions are answered about how come they're not spending more. It does seem like, to me, like the way you guys see it too, that they're just trying a lot of things and hoping eventually that whether it's Kimbrel or somebody else that they're going to get, you know, the right answer. But when you play that game, you're obviously taking the risk that none of them are. So, so it's frustrating, but that's the way they're playing it.
Yeah, the Phillies and Mets definitely don't shop with Groupon. It's a Ken Segura, guys, from AJC with us here on the WadeForIt.com hotline. We're talking about money and not spending it. How about what the Hawks are going to do? Because we got to get out of this play-in rut. We really feel good about Jalen. Carl, we bring it up all the time. You know, Trey's got one more year, then he can opt out. So do you think, do you see Wrestler? And first of all, we got to find out a new general manager. But what do you think the Hawks are going to do? And will they make a splash?
I don't know. So I talked with a scout who told me something interesting. He thought that one reason why they're doing this of going out and trying to find hire president is like one benefit you have of that is, let's say you bring in five candidates and say, hey, what would you do with the Hawks? You know, what would you do with Trey? And if they get a consensus of, well, like, oh, I will trade him, this isn't going to work, or yeah, I think all you need is this kind of player or whatever, that maybe will give them some direction on, okay, this is the direction we need to go in. And you hire one of those people that gives you that line of planning. So I don't. I'm not sure they know at this point. You know, I feel like you can win with Trey, but you have that young core. I don't think you can win as constituted. I think there's still another big piece. I would think that you need to add to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, I think so too. Ken, make sure you read Ken Segura. Thank you for joining us, first of all. But AJC, AJC.com, guys, he's writing about all this different stuff, Atlanta sports and more, so make sure you check him out. Ken, congratulations, by the way, on everything, and appreciate you, man.
Well, thank you. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Love the show.
Right, thanks, brother.
Take care, you guys.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.